Hey, let's. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being there. It meant a lot to me. Let's finish Shas together. Bez Hashem b'li neder. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moya, Rav David ben Rav Yosef, and also in memory of Chaim Tzmi ben Avraham. And we are at the very bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, I think. Today's daf is daf hey. I hope that's true. We're at the two dots, sixth lines in the bottom. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara now is returning to discuss a back to the laws of Korah. We had a little diversion to discuss five Tefach Amas and six Tefach Amas. Now we're back to discuss a Korah that's above 20 Amas. Says the Gemara, if the Korah was above 20 Amos, Uba Lamato. So now you want to make the space lower than 20 amos, right? It's got to be lower. So how much space do you take away? Says Gemara, what are you talking about? How much? You got to get it lower than 20. What's so complicated? What do you mean? Put it below 20. What's your question? No. That's not what I meant. Ella, rachbo b'kaba. If you want to build up the base of the mavoi, the floor of the mavoi, how much width in the mavoi do you need to build up? So how far into the mavoi does your base have to go to be less than 20 amos? Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef Amar Tefach. Rav Yosef said, well, it stands to reason. The Korah is a Tefach wide, so you have to make the floor exactly one Tefach wide, less than 20. So let's say your Korah is at 20 and a half amos. So you got to build like a step, one tefach wide, a half an amma or a little bit more than a half an amma large, so that your space is now less than 20 at the entrance. That's Rabbi Yosef. That's the opinion that makes more sense. That's the Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef. Abaye Omar Arba'a. No. Abaye says, you need a little porch. Your step at the entrance to the mavi has to be four tefachim wide. Again, the height will depend on how high the thing is, right? So if it's 20 and a half, so the height has to be a half or a little more than a half so that it's less than 20. That's easy. But how wide, how far into the mavoi does it have to go? Abaye says it's got to go four tefachim into the mavoi. Ask the Gemara, what in the world are they arguing about? Says the Gemara, let us say they're arguing about the following. Demand Omar, tefach. The opinion that says it's only got to be one tefach wide, kasavar mutter lishtamish tachas akora, he holds you are allowed to carry under the korah itself. That's a question. When you have a korah on top of the mavoi, the area literally at the very edge of the mavoi, underneath the korah itself, are you allowed to carry under the korah itself? Rav Yosef holds yes, since you're allowed to carry under the korah itself, therefore it's enough to build up a step that makes it only that one tefach, because you can stand on that step and carry, technically speaking. So that was the easy opinion. So what's the logic of the other opinion? But the opinion that says that it has to, this step that you're building to make it less than 20, has to go four tefachim. It's weird. Even though the korah itself only has to be one tefach wide, but your step on the bottom has to be four tefachim wide. Why? What's the logic? Says the Gemara, no, you're not allowed to carry directly under the korah. It's like too close, because we basically view the inside of the korah as being matir the mavui, not the outside of the korah, but the inside of the korah. You imagine an imaginary wall that comes down from the inside of the korah downward. Also, times a korah. And now, so why do you need four tefachim? Because four tefachim is considered to be a significant reshus. You can't carry right underneath the beam. So four tefachim is considered to be a significant reshus. It's a makom nikar v'chashuv. Ask the Gemara. No. So that's what the Gemara thought was the root of the dispute. Says the Gemara, lo. No, that's not what they're arguing. The Kule Alma Kasavri Mutalishtamish Takas Akora. No, you don't have to say that. Maybe everyone agrees you're allowed to mamish carry underneath the korah itself, because the outside of the korah is what's viewed as being matir the mavui. The outside rim of the korah is matir the mavui. But they're arguing about a similar thing. They're arguing about the same thing. Mar savar korah mishum heker. One opinion says korah is to teach you a heker, is to give you a barrier that you should recognize and say, hey, don't go outside this area. And the Chachamim said, if you have a korah at the entrance, so there's a heker. So we're not worried that you're going to go beyond it. So therefore, it's enough to have a tefach. Because even if you're carrying underneath it, you'll have this heker. You always look up and you know, don't go past. Umar Savar, the other being holds, no. Korah mishum mechitza. That korah is not just a heker, it's actually, we view it as if there's a wall. It's like, it's considered to be like a mechitza that's matir. The korah is viewed as a mechitza. Now, since it's a mechitza, so it's not so much the mechitza itself, but the mechitza has to be enclosing an area that's a minimum of four tefachim. In other words, four tefachim is considered to be a significant show. So once it's a mechitza, it's what the mechitza is enclosing that's significant. So you need a four tefach space, because that's what the Mefarshim say over here. Any mechitza, right? Because let's say even if you have an area that's completely enclosed by actual walls, if it's not four tefachim, so it's not considered to be a significant place anyway. So if it's going to be a mechitza, it's got to be a place that is at least four tefachim. Says, well, that's one answer. It's really the second answer. The first answer we rejected. We just said it's not mochrach. Now we have a third answer. V'iba yisema, another explanation of the root of the dispute between Rav Yosef and Abaye. V'iba yisema dekulei alma kor mishum heker. No, everyone really agrees that it's not serving as a mechitza. It's serving as a heker. It's probably a good idea for us to keep in mind that there's this one sheet in the Gemara that holds that the way a korah is working as a mechitza, we consider it to be like a wall. Interesting how that operates. But we should probably think about that in the back of our heads. It was at least a havamina. The Gemara now rejects and says, no, you don't have to say that. It's a heker. V'hacha beheker shalmata uveheker shalmala kamiflagi. They're arguing that when you have a heker lamala, how does that affect the heker lamata? Demar savar Rav Yosef holds amrinan heker shalmata keheker shalmala. That just like the heker above is enough to have one tefach wide, so the heker below is also enough to have one tefach wide. The same heker, why should there be any difference? Umar savar lo amrinan heker shalmata keheker shalmala. He says, no. We don't say that they play by the same rules. The heker shalmala is enough to have something skinny, but the heker shalmata has to be something more significant. Why is that? Because the heker shalmala, that's what the Achronim explain over here, and the Masifti has some, the Sefer Gaon Yaakov, gives an explanation. What's the explanation? Above, you could see that from miles around. You could look up. You don't have to be right next to it to see it. But on the floor, in order for you really to see it, you got a mamish be right next to it. So you need a greater heker on the floor than you need above. So on the floor, you need four tefachim, a more significant heker. But above, you just look up. You could be 10 feet away from it, 20 feet away from it. You clearly could see that korah hanging up in the middle of the sky. So I thought that was a very nice explanation. Aha. Because it's on the floor. Interesting. That's very interesting. Nice, nicely. I like that, Dr. Joe. Very nice. See, Joe's saying if it's on the floor, you're gonna step on it. So you're gonna smash it. So you need four tefachim. You need something more significant on the floor so it doesn't get abused. Very nice. Very nice, Joe. So Joe, what you're saying is the Ritva. What Joe says is the Ritva. I'm sorry. You're right, Joe. The Ritva says what you're saying. Right, the Ritva says, Shema tifchas ha'agbag de drisas ha'raglayim v'lo yashiv lev l'takno. Right, people won't people won't pay attention to fix it. It's going to get trampled. Abai holds no. No, I'm sorry, Joe, no. Joe, you no. Same problem we had yesterday. Joe, what you're saying is the next answer of the Gemara. What you're saying is that's the Ritva is the next answer. I apologize. Joe, I got it wrong. V'iba yiseba, and a fourth answer is what Joe said. V'iba yiseba, the kule alma, amrina hekesh amatek hekesh amal. No, everyone agrees, really, the lower hecker should be the same as the top hecker. But here we're worried about something else. V'hacha b'gzer Hashem yifchos kamiflegi. That's what you said, Dr. Joe. That's the Ritva explains. G'zer Hashem yifchos. We're afraid that by trampling it, it's going to get destroyed and no one's going to fix it. That's what Dr. Joe said. Okay, let's continue. Haya pachas me'asarat tfachim. Let's say the opening of your mavoi was less than 10 tfachim. Let's say it had a ceiling. It had a ceiling on it. And it's less than 10 tfachim. Or the walls. You don't even have to have a ceiling. Sounds like, right, the Achronim, right, if the walls of the Mavi were less than 10 tfachim, now the halach is, if the walls are less than 10 tfachim, you can't be matur that with a korah, because a korah has to be a minimum of 10 tfachim off the ground. So if you can't just suspend the korah and suspend an animation, so what are you going to do? So, pachos me'asara tfachim, v'chakak bo'lashlim o'lasara, but now you're going to dig a ditch at the bottom of the korah, to make the walls 10 tefachim deep, so you could be matter it with a korah, the bottom of the mavoi. So how much do you have to dig? So the Gemara says the same story. What do you mean? Kama chokek, kama detzarachle. What do you mean? You got to dig that it should be 10 tefachim. No. Width-wise, in the depth of the mavoi, Ella. Mishcho bekama. How far into the mavoi do you have to dig for it to be a minimum of 10 tefachim to be matter the mavoi? Rav Yosef Amar Ba'arba. Rav Yosef says four tefachim. Abai Amar Ba'arba Amos. Abai says four tefachim is not enough. You need four Amos into the Mavi to be a minimum of 10. Ask the Gemara, Lema b'de Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. Let us say the root of the dispute has to do with the halacha of Rabbi Ami Rav Asi, the Idmar, because we learned in the Beis Medrash. Mavoi shenifrats mitzido. Let's say you have a mavoi that has a massive breach in the wall on the side of the mavoi, not the entrance to the mavoi into the Rishus HaRabim, but the side of the mavoi into the chatzer. Let's say there's a massive breach on the side. Klape rosho near the end of the mavoi. It marshmei the Rebbe Ami v'Rebbe Asi im yesham pas arba. If you have remaining from that wall, four tfachim, adjacent to the opening of the mavoi, you have a piece of the wall still up of four tfachim, matir bepiritzad eser. Then, if the breach is less than 10 amos, you're okay. Because since you have a four tefach wall still standing on that side of the mavoi, so a breach less than 10 is a-okay. You don't even need a korah over that breach. That breach is fine. That's a breach into the chatzah. That's okay. A less than 10. You could still be matir the entrance to the mavoi with a korah. Because since you have four tefachim, that's the minimum size of a legit mavoi. So if you have a breach of less than 10 amos, you're okay. V'im lav, but if you don't have four tefachim of the side wall left, so pachos mishlosha, then if the breach is less than 3 tfachim, mati, you're okay because of lavud. But shlosha tfachim, eno matir. However, if it's shlosha, eno matir. If the breach is more than 3 tfachim, so then too bad, this mavoi can no longer be mutar al yidei akora. So you see from this statement of Rav Ami Rav Asi that 4 tfachim is the minimum shear for a mavoi. Says the Gemara, L'Rav Yosef Islay de Rabbi Ami. So Rav Yosef, who said four tefachim is enough to dig the ditch at the entrance to the Mavoi four tvachim is enough. He holds like Rabbi Ami. La Abaye less like the Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Abaye disagrees. He says you need much more than four tvachim. He says you need four amos. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have to say that. Amalach Abaye, no. Abaye could say and say no. I agree to Rabbi Ami Ravasi, but Hasam Sof Mavoy. That's talking about a mavoy that originally had a full wall, and now you're saying how much does it have to have left in order to be kosher? But hacha tchilas mavoy. Here, where the walls originally were less than 10, you don't even have a mavoy to start with. So interestingly, Abai is going to say a svara that to begin a mavoy, you need four amos. But once you have a four amma mavoy, once the wall falls down, it's enough to be matir with four tfachim. Maybe there's a difference between the beginning of a mavoy and a remaining mavoy. Once it was a kasher mavoy, to retain its status, four tfachim might be enough. Even though to start it, you need four amos. That's one answer. I'm sorry. Hacha tchilas mavoy. So, ika arba amos in, ve'ilo, lo. Where are you going to say such a svara? Where can I prove to me that really, how can I prove that the shear of a mavoy is really more than four tfachim? That the shear is really more, that to start a mavoy off, it's really more than four tfachim. How can I prove that to you? The sign you're linked in a brisa. Ein mavoy nitar belechi v'kora. There is no mavoy that is permitted with a lechi kora unless you have a minimum of two houses and two chatzers opening into it. Meaning, a minimum of two chatzers, let's say one on each side, and each of those chatzers has two houses. Less than that, it's not considered a legit mavoy. And it's not nitar belechi b'kor. V'i b'arba hechi mishkachas la. If you tell me it's shayach to have a mavoy of just four tfachim, how in the world are you going to have two chatzers to be able to open up into it? An opening, a minimum size opening, is four tfachim. And if the whole mavoy is only four tfachim, there's no room to make a doorway. You're not going to have any wall. Says Gemara v'chi teimad pasach la v'dofen emtsai. If you'll tell me that the four tfachim is a very, very wide mavoy, and the entrances are, let's say that mavoy is 10 tfachim wide, so you could have doors going the other way, that on the middle, there's a wall in the middle, and the openings come in the middle. No, but v'hamar Rav Nachman, nakitinan, we have a Kabbalah, Ezo mavoy shenita belechi b'kora, kol she'arko yeser arachbo. The length has to be more than the width. And in this case, you're telling me that the width is more than the length. You're telling me that the length is 4 and the width is 10. No, but the length has to be more than the width. Interesting. So in order to be mutter belechi or kora, the area that the lechi or the kora is going over has to be the width area, not the length. The length has to be more than the width. In the case you just told me, the width is 10 and the length is only 4 tvachim, so it doesn't work. So what's Rav Yosef going to answer? Oh, so you see, you have a proof over here that a mavoy is more than 4 tvachim. That's Abaye's proof against Rav Yosef, right? Abaye said 4 amos, and Rav Yosef said 4 tvachim. Here he has a right, it's got more than 4 tvachim. Says the Gemara, no, Rav Yosef can answer you. Rav Yosef, the pasach le bekeren zavis. You could have a case, let's say it's 4 tfachim wide, but the doorway is 3 tfachim wide on the side and 1 tefach on the length. So it's like a corner. It's like a corner. You can look at the picture. If you have a picture in your Dr. Joe's picture or a picture in the Gemara, it's like it's a 3 tefach. The doorway will be 3 tfachim on the side and 1 tefach on the middle. 3 on the side and 1 in the middle. So that's one raya. So now Abaye trusts being a second raya. The Gemara rejected the first one. Amar Abaye, minami nalei. How could I prove to you that a mavoy is for amos and not for tfachim? Damar Rabbi Rechama, Amar Rav Huna, lechi habolik midofnal shel mavoy. Let's say you have a lechi that's sticking out from the side wall of a mavoy. Pachos mi'arba amos nidon mishum lechi. If it's less than 4 amos, then it could be called a lechi. Ve'eno tzarech lechi achal atiro. If you have a protrusion from the wall, so you have a built-in lechi. So if it's less than 4 amos, you can call it a built-in lechi. You don't need another lechi. Arba amos, however, if the protrusion in the doorway of the mavoi is more than 4 amos, nidon mishum mavoi. If it's more than 4 amos, so it's already considered to be, it's considered to be a wall of the mavoi. V'tzorach lechi achil atira. So you see, if it's 4 amos, it's already a legit wall of the mavoi, so you need another lechi to be matir. This can't serve as a lechi, because if it's 4 amos, that's the wall of the mavoi. Ah, so you have a raya that a wall of a mavoi is 4 amos. Namisha gavalda garaya. Answers the Gemara of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef will say, no. La'afuke mitoras lechi adik arba amos. You're right. A wall on the side of the mavi only has to be 4 tfachim. But in order to remove it from the status of being a lechi, then you need less than 4 amos. But lemehave mavoi, but in order for it to be considered a mavoi, afil barba tfachim nami have a mavoi. It's not a proof. Just because to consider it not a lechi, so then you need less than 4 amos. Meaning, to consider it not a lechi, you need it more than 4 amos. But to consider it, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the minimum size shear of a mavoi. That's more an issue of heker, like what's considered to be noticeable. A thing. If it's more than 4 amos, so people think it's just a wall. If it's less than 4 amos, that can have the status of a lechi. But that lav dafka, that's the criteria for how long a mavoi has to be. Ah, gufa. Let's go back to this very case. Amar b'chama Rav Huna lechi abo mitfano shel mavoi. Let's say the wall of the entrance to the mavoi, there's a wall that's protruding. So pachas mi'arba amos, if that wall is less than 4 amos. Nidon mishum lechi. So then you don't need anything else. You have a built-in lechi. If it's less than 4 amos, you have a built-in lechi. It's matir the mavoi. Ve'ein tzarech lechi atchel atiro. You don't have to put up another lechi. Arba amos. But if you do have 4 amos, nidon mishum mavoi, it's considered to be part of the mavoi. Ve'tzarech lechi atchel atiro. So you need another lechi. Asks the Gemara, where do you put the other lechi? On the same side as the wall that's sticking out, or on the opposite side? Oh, so lechi heichad ma'amido. Where do you put it? Idumukila bahadei. If you attach it onto the wall that is already protruding, you're just adding on to the bad lechi. That lechi itself didn't work. Now you're adding on to that bad wall, so it doesn't work. It just becomes part of that bad wall. Yeah, you're right. So you got to put the lechi on the other side, on the open side, the side that doesn't have the wall. Only on that side. Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yishu, Amar, no. Afil temet demokila bahadei. No, you could even place it on the side of the protruding wall. Demetafi bay or demavatzer bay. Just make the lechi either taller than the wall or make it shorter than the wall. Or some of the other mefarshim say, the Meiri writes, make it out of a different material than the wall. The Meiri says, anything that you do to show that it's not part of the wall, by making it taller or making it shorter or making it from a different material, so then that should be enough. Amar Rav Huna Barei de Rav Yoshua. Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, says, Lo Amaron Ela B'Mavoi Shmona. This that we say, that if there's a wall protruding, you have to add on a lechi, that's only with a mavoi that is a minimum of 8 amos wide. So you have your 4 amo wall protruding, you got to be matred. Aval b'mavoi sheva. But if the whole mavoi is only 7 amos wide, and you have a 4 amah wall protruding, so you don't need a lechi or a korah at all. Why? Remember what we said in the introduction to Ervin. Now that side of the wall has omein meruba ala parutz. There's more of the opening that's covered than that's uncovered, because you have a 4 amah wall sticking out and only 3 amos that are open. 4 is more than 3, so it's omein meruba ala parutz. You don't need a lechi or a korah at all. Havel b'mavi sheva. Nitar ba'omin meruba ala parutz. So then it's mutter, that side, you don't need a lechi or a korah at all, because you have a majority of the entrance covered over with your 4 amah wall. V'kal v'chomer, mechatzer. We could learn the halacha that this works to be matir a mavoi, a kal v'chomer from a chatzer. Uma chatzer, she'ena niteres, Belechi v'kora. A chatzer. So the halacha is, gentlemen, that if you have a chatzer, you want to carry in your chatzer. Let's say you have the open door of your chatzer. Right, to be mat, it's actually interesting that to be matir, to carry in a chatzer, right? You want to carry in a chatzer. So you have two houses that own the chatzer jointly, right? They both own the courtyard. Two houses in a chatzer, they own it jointly. So you got to take a box of matzahs, that's a ruvi chatzeres, but you also got to enclose it. But interestingly, enclosing a chatzer is harder to do than enclosing a mavoi. A mavoi, you only need is a lechi or a korah. But apparently, the Gemara is going to learn later on Yud Beis Amud Aleph that you need a 4 tefach wide board on the side of the chatzer, or 2 lechis. A chatzer, you need 2 lechis or a 4 tefach wide board. Uma chatzer eino niteres belechi bekor. A chatzer, if you have an opening in the chatzer, the doorway of the chatzer, in order to allow you to carry in the chatzer, you're not allowed to carry in the chatzer unless you place a 4 tefach wide board at the entrance. Or 2 lechis. That's what the Mefarshim say. It's not the Mefarshim, it's the Gemara later on, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. What is that? I didn't look that up. Where does it say that on Yud Beis Amud Aleph? Is that a Mishnah? What does it say in Yud Beis Amud Aleph? Take a look for a second. It's not a Mishnah. Amar Mar, 1 second. Can someone find it? Oh, here it is. It's right in the middle of the page. Amar Rabbanan said, "Man modim Rabbi halachim man poli Rabban desanya chotzer niteres bepas echad, one board. Rabbi Omer b'shnei pasin chotzer tzurich b'shnei pasin." That's a discussion. How do you matir chotzer? So apparently, I didn't learn the Gemara there yet, but apparently the Gemara says there you need a board or 2 lechis, either 1 board or 2 lechis. Yeah. So, chatzer, it's even harder. This is a kavah chomer. Uma chatzer she'en niteres b'lechi v'kora. There, it doesn't work. But yet niteres v'omen ruba la paretz. But it's clear that if you have more wall than entrance, you're also mutter. Mavoi she'niter b'lechi v'kora. That it's even more lenient that you can be matir or mavoi with a lechi v'kora. Eino din she'niter b'omen ruba la paretz. Kavah chomer. You should be matir with omen ruba la paretz. Ask the Gemara. No. But chatzer has a different strictness, a different leniency. Mal chatzer, shekein pirtzasa be'eser. When it comes to a chatzer, the only breach that disqualifies a chatzer is a breach that's more than 10. That's more than 10 amos. Rashi writes here that if the breach destroys the entire wall, then even less than 10 amos is a problem. But in a chatzer, if the breach doesn't destroy the whole wall, you have, let's say, a 20 amma wall in a chatzer, and there's a breach of less than 10 amos. Tomar b'mavoy shepirtzaso ba'arba. Even a breach of 4 tfachim, even a breach of 4 tfachim in a mavoy ashes it. Says Gemara, really? Chasav Rav Huna b'Rei D'Yehoshua, mavoy nami pirtzaso ba'asin. No, don't ask me that kasha. Rav Huna b'Rei D'Yehoshua holds that a breach in a mavoy is also 10 amos, just like a chatzer. So apparently, there's one opinion that holds that a breach of a mavoy that's less than 4 tfachim is considered to be a breach. Says the Gemara, Leman Kamrinan, whose opinion are we holding of over here? Le Rav Huna, who are we talking about that Omen Merubal Aparetz works by a mavoy? We're learning that from a Kal Vachomer from Chatzer. Le Rav Huna, so we're learning it according to Rav Huna. V'harav Huna, pirtzaso barbas svirulei. But the Gemara is going to say later on in tomorrow's Daf Yomi, we're going to learn in tomorrow's Daf Yomi, that Rav Huna is the opinion that says that a breach in a mavoy is only 4 tfachim. He says, so for him you have the kasha. You can't learn out from chatzer or kal vachomer that mavoy merubal aparetz, because chatzer has a leniency that even a 10 amma breach is not a breach, less than 10 amos, but by a mavoy, it's a strictness that even a 4 tefach breach. So we're back to the kasha. Why are you saying omen rubla parts? Answer the Gemara. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua taima denafshe kamar. The Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. He's not coming to explain Rav Huna. He's giving his own svara. He said, if the breach of a mavoy is less than 8 amos, he himself, not according to Rav Huna, you're right, Rav Huna would have a problem. But he himself, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, who's not the same as Rav Huna, he's giving his own svara. When he said lo amaran, he wasn't trying to modify the words of Rav Huna. He was giving his own opinion. He said, if the entrance to the mavoy is less than 8 amos, then omen merubal aparetz will be matarit. But you're right, according to Rav Huna, you can't learn out of Kal Vachomer from Chatzer that Omen, maybe he would hold that Omen Merubal Aparetz would not be, maybe, so it sounds like in the Gemara, gentlemen, that we have a dispute that whether or not we apply the rule of Omen Merubal Aparetz that applies by a Chatzer, do we apply it over to a Mavoy? Rav Huna Brei D'Yehoshua learns it out from a Kal Vachomer. He says that Chatzer, because a breach of 10 amos is the same in both, and yet, there, you need a 4 tefach wide board to be matir a chatzer, but by mavoy, you only need a lechi or a korah. So kal vachomer, omen merubal aparetz that works by a chatzer should also work by a mavoy. So that seems to be, according to the conclusion of the Gemara here, that seems to be a dispute between Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Huna himself. And this depends on how you equate the laws of Chatzer with the laws of Mavoy. So that's going to be one of the things you have to think about carefully. You know, which is more lenient, which is more strict, which is easier to be Mata, which is harder. So at this point to the Gemara says that according to Rav Huna b'Rei D'Yehoshua, Omen Merubal Aparetz works by Mavoy just like it works by a Chatzer. But according to Rav Huna himself, no. Just because Omen Merubal Aparetz works by a Chatzer doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work by a Mavoy. That's the way the Gemara seems to conclude. Okay. Let's do a little more. Ravashi disputes this. Ravashi Amar Afilu Tema Bimavoy Shmona. Even if the entrance to the Mavoy is exactly 8 amos, even if the entrance to the Mavoy is exactly 8 amos, Nami Lo Tzarech Lechi, and you have a 4 amma wall protruding, still, you don't need a lechi, even if it's exactly 4 out of 8. You don't need a lechi. Why not? Manavshach. Whichever way you look at this, you're okay. Eomid nafish. If there is a minuscule amount, because you're not going to make it exactly. You can't make it exact down to the millimeter. So let's say there's an extra millimeter of the wall sticking out. So then you're okay, right? Because you have omim rubal aparetz. Need to have omim rubal aparetz. Ve'i paretz nafish. Now, if the opening is a little bit bigger, then nidar mishum lechi. See, if it's exactly 8, so then it turns out that the wall is a mashahu less than 3. So if the wall is a mashahu more than 3, then it's omim rubal aparetz. If the wall is a mashu less than 4, so then it's a kasher lechi, because it's got to be a minimum of 4 to be a pasul lechi. What are you going to tell me, my amris? It's exactly 4. Ain't no such animal, my amris. The shavi tavai ki adadi that you made. It's exactly an eight ama opening, but it has a 4 ama wall. It's exactly 4. He says, nevertheless, it's humanly almost impossible to make it exactly. It's at least a suffix, the Gemara says. It's at least a suffix that maybe it's slightly bigger or slightly smaller. Even if you can't actually tell, but it looks like mamish exactly, but it's at least a suffix. Havli suffix divreim, it's considered to be a suffix derabanan. The suffix divrei and lahakel, and the rule is suffix derabanan lakula. Now, this is an interesting topic here that Tosus raises. Do we say that it is in the human capability to do something exactly? We say only Hashem can do something exactly. That's why it says kachatzos halayla, right? Moshe Rabbeinu said kachatzos. That human beings could know what happened exactly. Only Hashem knows exactly. We're not exact. That's why on all my written exams to the boys, I always give them a choice, 12 out of 13. We don't expect perfection. You don't expect perfection, that's only HaKadosh Baruch. Only HaKadosh Baruch is perfect. We're human beings. Well, by definition, we're not going to be perfect. We can't expect perfection from our kids. We can't expect... So this Tosis has an interesting discussion over here. We have 2 minutes left here. Tosas has an interesting discussion. Whether or not, and this is the discussion throughout all over Shas, the suffix divreim lahakel, bottom Tosas. Look at the third line of the Tosas. Vim tomar, v'amai havik suffix divreim. Why is it a suffix? Hakaimelon, don't we paskin? De bidei adam efshir letzamtzem. De kaimelan kerav papadam parts de amar parts ka'omed mutter. Let's say it's exactly the same. Parts ka'omed, it's mutter. Ve'ilav shir letzamtzem lechesh duma parts meruba. Similarly, in the second chapter of Chulin, there's a machlokas. Mechza al mechza. If we say is half and half considered to be like a rove, mashma de efshir letzamtzem, that it's possible to get it exact. So la halacha we paskin bidei adam nitan letzamtzem, something that was not made by itself, rather was made by human beings. It's possible that it should be exact. So why was Rav Ashi permitted to be metaltel in this mavoi? It's a suffix of the Rabbanan. Measure it, maybe it's exactly. Tosas answers, since it is a huge bother to measure exactly how wide the thing is, and it's a suffix of the Rabbanan, the Chachamim were not matriach you to measure it. However, then Tosas quotes another answer in the name of Rabbi Shmaya. One can lahalacha even bide adam e efshel letzamtzem. This is Rav Ashi's matter is only because mavi is a suffix of the rabbanon. Sheish l'stabik mavizes shemuhu ma'at yosem. Maybe it's really more than 8 amos. All right, you have to. Tosus has a discussion here. So it's just an interesting question about whether or not do we assume that in halacha, when something that's created by a human being, is it possible to be exactly four? I mean, if you break it down to millimeters, so by definition, it's going to be a few millimeters. There's no such thing as exact. How exact is exact? Only Hashem. So that's an interesting discussion. Under what circumstances does the halacha consider something to be exact? Our Gemara here seems to be saying that since it's a din d'rabbanan, you're allowed to be lenient and say, well, it's probably not exact. Either it's exact in one direction or the other. Either way, you're okay. If the wall is a little more than four, then it's omen rubel aparts. If the wall is a little less than four, then it's mutter, because it's not a four amma wall. So that's a shaila, whether or not we assume by things that are made by human beings, do we assume it's exact? Here the Gemara assumes it's not exact. Okay. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Bez Hashem, Motzei Shabbos. What time is Shkia is 8 o'clock. Shabbos is over 8:50. So let's try 9:30. 9:30 Motzei Shabbos. Does that work for people? We can try 9:30. 9:30 Bez Hashem, believe that. I'll try to give Shir. Now, okay, there's a small possibility I'm not going to be able to do it. There's something going on. There's a small possibility I won't be able to do it at 9:30. So just watch your text after Shabbos.